Peace and love, peace and love. Hi, everybody. My name is Majestic Serenity, and this is my podcast called the My Light, Your Light podcast. How's everybody doing? I'm doing good. I'm doing amazing. I'm doing fabulous. I am blessed. I cannot complain. So I want to share some of my wisdom with you guys tonight. I want to talk about a very important topic for creatives, all creatives, artists. When you are in this field, it is very, 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 very important who you have around you. Make sure you have the right people around you. And when I say the right people, I mean the people that you can trust, that you know that you know that you know you can trust. People that are going to be there for you, that you can depend on. People that care about you, not just because of the gifts that you have, the creative gifts you have, but all of you. The good parts, the bad parts. People that are going to be loyal to you. Everybody makes mistakes. Nobody is perfect. And when you can have a falling out with somebody and you still have their back, no matter what, that is a friend. I learned this the hard way. I wouldn't say the hard way, but I learned, and that's the good thing. I just wanted to give you guys an example. If you don't know, if many of you don't know, there was a famous singer by the name of Selena, and she had her team, she had her managers. Super talented, amazing music, beautiful girl, beautiful spirit. But unfortunately, she didn't have the right manager around her. And her manager ended up killing her. And in my opinion, and I'm sure a lot of other people's opinions, she still should have been there. She shouldn't have been gone that soon. So another example, Aaliyah the singer. So I just say that to say, keep in mind who you have around you. It's not easy. I'm not gonna lie. It's not easy to let people go. It's not easy to change, to bring change into your life. But it's possible. And I will share with you a way that helped me. You can always pray and ask God to help you remove the things that are not meant for you. And if you give God permission, it'll happen. It might not happen the way you expect it, and it might not feel good the way that it happens, but if it is necessary for the overall protection of you and the overall growth of you, it will happen. When we have things that are meant for us, and it seems as though they might get taken away, or not taken away, but sometimes God realigns us, realigns what we have, or delays it. And I say that to say, because when we are meant to do something and we have God solely behind us and we are doing God's mission, He needs us to be the way that He needs us to be to fulfill that mission. And He will delay what He gives us or what is meant for us. But it doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. When God opens a door for us, it stays open. When God has a door and our name is on it, He's not going to erase it. It's always going to be open. What will help us to walk through that door is being ready, being the person that God needs us to be able to walk through that door. Because God wants us to succeed in the things that we're trying to do. But he wants to make sure that we will be okay. And that we will follow, we will be able to follow through fully with what his plans are for us. So, yeah. That's another thing I wanted to share. Another thing I wanted to share. Don't ever, ever, ever think that any one person or people have the power to control your narrative, to control your destiny. Whatever God has for you, whatever is meant for you, it will happen. If God is behind you, it will happen. That is God's job. No one person, no one thing, nothing else, nobody else's job but God's. And all you really have to do is believe in you, believe in what you're doing, and believe and know that if you're doing everything that you can for your dreams to happen, and you know that you have God behind you, and you having faith and you trusting and you're patient and you're knowing that it's going to happen when the time is right, it will happen. Every door that is meant for you is meant for you. Can't nobody close no door. Can't nobody try to stop you. Well, maybe they can try, but if it's meant, it's not gonna happen. God is in control. God has the final say. And yeah, those are some gems I wanted to share real quick with everybody on here. I believe there is a full moon coming up. Some things I like to do are journal. And, well, I have my incense going right now too. I also like to burn sage. Sage is really good for clearing energy. But yeah, guys, make sure you're staying on top of the different moon cycles, moon phases, and yeah. I guess that's all I wanted to say this Thursday night. Thank you guys for rocking with me and viewing this, and I'm gonna see you guys next week. Peace and love, Majestic Serenity.